Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Ooh, look, it's mail for the kitty. Oh, Sprinkles, come here. You've got a delivery. Meowbox.com is a subscription crate service that is designed for our kitty friends in mind. Meowbox.com offers a selection of hand-picked tasty treats and new good foods and some fun little toys for them to enjoy. Meowbox.com donates a can of food to local animal and rescue shelters on your behalf when you sign up. A variety of different subscription options can be found at Meowbox.com, and don't forget to use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off your first subscription. Isn't that great, Sprinkles? Mail that comes to the door, and it's just for you. Meowbox.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to a special Nerd News Edition, because hey, it is the middle of the week. Comic-Con has come and gone for the year of 2015. I'm your host.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today's show is brought to you by the good folks over at Meowbox.com. They certainly make sure that Dr. Wily, Ayla, and our little boy Logan have all sorts of cool kitty treats. Make sure you listen to that commercial for a special promo code that you can get something kind of neat. And hey, I think these guys are sending something to Natalia from the WWE. And I think that's actually kind of awesome. So, this show was originally going to be aired on Monday or Sunday, but unfortunately due to the passing of the Nintendo president, Mr. Iwata, I didn't want to load two shows on the same day. That felt kind of disrespectful to me. So, I've had a few days to kind of digest some of the media that has come out of San Diego Comic-Con, and thankfully, some of the trailers that I want to talk about have actually been released officially by the studios. So now we have HD versions of these things to talk about. However, though, we do not have trailers for X-Men Apocalypse, nor do we have Deadpool, though according to Ryan Reynolds, we should have that in about 2 or 3 weeks, once they finish up some additional visual effects for that. But we do have a lot of really neat things to talk about, though. We're going to talk about Suicide Squad, Ash versus the Evil Dead, Batman versus Superman, behind-the-scenes stuff for Star Wars The Force Awakens, Con Men, and I'll probably talk about something that happened over the course of the weekend where a little girl got her arm broken for toys, which I think is kind of, well, frankly, fucked up. So anyway, as you guys know, San Diego Comic-Con, huge event that happens every year. It's basically where all the studios come out and strut their stuff. Notably this year, Marvel did not really have a presence. I mean, yeah, they had their panels for Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but there was no huge Hall H presentation, which is typically the big deal. Every year, basically everybody wants Hall H. And this is the year that Fox and DC really came out swinging for the fences, especially with this being a Star Wars year, and also with this being a chance for DC to really come out and show off what they had for Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. They had Justice League talk, they talked about Wonder Woman, stuff for The Flash Season 2, Arrow season 4, stuff like that. Now, I'm not so much into that. I'm not so much into the DC side of television. I do watch The Flash, but I haven't seen the last half of the first season, so I really do need to catch up. And I really haven't started following Arrow. So I guess I kind of need to hop on that fence. So if I don't talk about that stuff, that's why. It's not that I don't care. It's just I haven't got a chance to get into it yet. So the big elephant in the room that I want to talk about first is, well, Suicide Squad. This has been filming down in Toronto for the past little while. A couple of my friends have been on sets. I know Toronto Batman. I think he might be in it in some capacity. I think so. At least as some kind of an extra or a mercenary or something. I don't know. Either way, there's pictures with him in the new Batmobile, which I think is actually kind of kick-ass. So either way, this was showing. I saw this trailer on Saturday with a shitty cam version. Saw the good version of the trailer, I think it was yesterday. And Suicide Squad, for those of you that don't know, basically it's DC's... They're bad guys that have been captured. And they're like, look, we'll let you live if you go do X for us, sort of thing. And Amanda Waller, who's basically DC's hard ass, puts together these teams of bad guys to go out and do, well, good things, hopefully, to protect people, save the world, but ultimately make people work against their own self-interest, as Amanda Waller puts it. She put them in a hole and threw away the hole, so to speak. So this movie has Margot Robbie in it as Harley Quinn, Will Smith as Deadshot, Joel Kinnaman as Rick Flag, and a bunch of other people I really don't know a whole hell of a lot about. Oh, and I guess I couldn't talk about Jared Leto as the new Joker. Obviously, everyone was talking about that earlier this year, myself included, where they showed him looking like a punk version of the Joker, I guess, and he has fucking grills for whatever reason. But anyway, they showed off this, like, 3 or so minute trailer, and I'll admit, I'm a little bit more interested now than I am before. Someone made the comparison, this is sort of DC's attempt at doing something like Guardians of the Galaxy, taking a relatively unknown, or at least not so much in the pop culture, I-team, and trying making them cool. And you know what? I'm more interested in this than I thought I would be. I just wish there was more recognizable villains. I mean, I recognize Harley Quinn. I recognize Deadshot. I recognize Killer Croc. I don't know who Katana is. I don't know who Enchantress is. I don't know who Rick Flag is. I don't know who Slipknot is. King Shark. Whoever. I don't know who any of these people are. So the possibility of being this actually kind of cool might actually be somewhat successful, because I do like how I'm pretty sure this takes place after Batman versus Superman. Because they do talk, they do mention Superman at one point. They're like, it's like he was a beacon for these freaks. Like, they're coming out of the woodwork now. There's even a shot during the Batman versus Superman trailer at one point where they reference the Joker killing one of the Robins, where it says, the joke's on you, Batman, ha 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 ha. But I don't know, this one looks okay. Obviously, I'm more excited to see Harley Quinn and Deadshot, because it being, well, Harley Quinn and Will Smith as Deadshot. So I imagine this movie will be a lot of flashbacks involving each of their little stories. I imagine Will Smith will probably get some of the bigger top billing because, you know, he's Will Smith. Kind of hope he does a rap for this movie. I think that'd be kind of hilarious in some capacity. But no, ultimately it looks okay. I know the Joker plays a very small part in this. We probably won't see him more in this for more than a couple minutes, because he's supposedly just a cameo. But they're going to try and play this up as much as they can. Now, one of the interesting things is that WB had issued a statement about this, how they're not going to release any more Comic-Con footage. And there was a big thing saying how they weren't going to release this trailer because of online piracy and something. And frankly, you're stupid if you think stuff like this is not going to get pirated at an event like at Comic-Con in Hall H. I mean, you're talking like 6,000 plus people. You're telling me not one asshole's going to have a cell phone camera or those sunglasses that shoot video? I mean, come on. That's not even realistic. In fact, someone had posted this thought, and I completely agree with this. is, okay, have your Hall H presentation, wait a few hours, then post it online for everybody else to see. And yes, I realize Comic-Con is supposed to be something exclusive for the fans. If you're not there, you don't get to see it, blah, 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 which was the case with the Doctor Who thing. I think it was last year or the year before last, they tried to keep that offline, and yet it still made it online. But yeah, I mean, just play to your fans. I mean, why keep this shit hidden? I realize it's supposed to be, oh, it's just for you, but Comic-Con only holds X amount of people, and that's not the entirety of the movie going public. Y'all want to keep people happy. I think you should do that. And if you're really worried about stuff getting out and inferior versions of it being made available online, well, you know what? Hand out flash drives that have the trailer on it in glorious HD. If people want to upload it, then they can go right the frig ahead and you control the message. That's kind of what I think, and this wasn't the only big leak to come out of the weekend with that, but now, like I said, we have it officially. There was the Deadpool trailer with Ryan Reynolds, and that movie looks amazingly funny. And it's definitely a hard R, which I think will do wonders for the character and presumably the story you're going to see. The trailer itself is like 3.5 minutes long. There's even like a Green Lantern joke in there. I think one of my favorite jokes in the movie is how Deadpool's face looks like Freddy Krueger had sex with a topographical map of Utah. I thought that was particularly amusing. But yeah, ultimately, it looks like it's going to be have all the charm that we expect out of Ryan Reynolds, have the comedy that we expect from the character, and ultimately, it looks really good. I don't know who the main bad guy is. I don't think anybody really knows, but once again, don't quote me on that, because I haven't been following this movie super, super close. But yeah, Ryan Reynolds said that trailer should be available online in a couple of weeks, so that'll be good. And I really think that that's a really smart idea for Fox to get it out there as quickly as they can and give us the best Deadpool trailer possible, because this movie comes out next Valentine's Day, which, since I didn't get to see RoboCop on my Valentine's Day, I'm definitely going out to see this one on my Valentine's Day and kind of don't care what anybody else says, because this movie looks amazingly funny. So hopefully it stays true to what I think it's going to. I'm not too concerned about it. Another trailer that was shown, but has not officially been released online, only via leaks, was the X-Men Apocalypse trailer. And it looks also pretty cool. The big hint, or the big reveal in it, is Magneto at one point says, "Who the fuck are you?" And Apocalypse comes out, looking like he does in the comic, but like the blue face makeup, the big lips, the crap coming out of the arms and everything. And he's like, "Let me show you." And evidently he's like some mutant messiah. And the trailer basically explains like he is the first mutant. He is like this godlike figure. Jean Grey has seen the end of the world. And we see who the horsemen are for Apocalypse. You get Storm, Psylocke, who's played by Olivia Munn, Magneto, and Arc and Angel, who will undoubtedly become Archangel during the course of the movie. And Jason Isaac as, I think that's his name, as Apocalypse looks great. Like, probably one of my favorite all-time X-Men villains finally up on the big screen. The only other one I would have liked to have seen is maybe Mr. Sinister, but I'm okay with Apocalypse. Like I said, love him. Loved him in the X-Men 92 cartoon. Just, goddamn it, it's an amazing character. So I really hope that comes online. I imagine, it wouldn't surprise me if that gets put on the DVD with the Rogue cut for Days of Future Past, which I guess I'm going to have to throw some money down on that, but, you know, I love X-Men. So, other trailers that were shown. This was a big one. Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. This is officially released from Warner Brothers. I'm more excited about this movie than I was previously. You see a lot more Batman in it. You kind of get the scope of this. Superman walks into a courtroom and they're like, "We hold you responsible for this. Alien, go home." And at one point you hear Batman talking about how this guy has the power to end the entire human race. He has to be stopped or destroyed. And then Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor comes on screen and he has a full head of hair. And I know that's a minor part, but he looks so out of place. Like, he literally, it's almost like his character from Superbad just turned into a giant asshole. But he's like, the capes are coming, the capes are coming. And it comes across as kind of fucking stupid, but it is what it is, I guess. But you see the destruction of Metropolis, and you see Bruce Wayne running through the streets, like, saving a little girl. You see Superman kicking the shit out of Zod, and you see a building collapse. You also randomly see Zod's corpse during this being zipped up in a body bag. And the big thing that I've heard is that they're going to use the Kryptonian DNA to create Doomsday or something out of this. He's supposed to be the big bad in this movie. Which, oh yeah, we finally see Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I'm okay with it. She looks fine. She looks cool. So nothing too much to really say about that. And like I said, I really think it's cool. I'm glad she's getting her part. I'm curious how this either will fit in the Flash and Cyborg and all these other Justice Leaguers who are supposed to get cameos like Aquaman. But still, yeah, Batman versus Superman. It looks cool. I'm interested. Will I be there opening day? Yeah, probably. Like I said, I'm a lot more interested than I am now than I was previously. So I'll have to wait and see. Next, we're going to talk about the Star Wars, The Force Awakens. This was a behind-the-scenes reel with J.J. Abrams. Sean Pegg was there showing off just behind-the-scenes stuff of, you know, seeing Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and just kind of getting a feel for how the movie was like behind the scenes. And you really get the feel there was a lot of love put behind this. And you know what? I'm pretty excited for it. Although I'm very surprised we didn't get a second trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens. But we did see a new TIE fighter, I guess, in the Imperial Remnants colors, or the New Order, or whatever the hell they're called. Saw some new designs for, like, aliens. We saw this movie as a lot more practical effects than opposed to CG bullshit, which I think is a really, really, really cool move. And J.J. Abrams did something awesome. For everybody who was in the Hall H attendance, they got to go to a free Star Wars concert put on by the San Diego Symphony or something. And they all got free lightsabers and shit. And it looked pretty awesome. So I think that's pretty awesome of the people behind Star Wars. That's a very good way to be loyal to your fans. That really is. Although, if anybody out there has one of those Star Wars Black Series First Order Stormtroopers, let me know, because I'd love to get a hold of one at a non-retarded price. Another trailer that didn't get a lot of hype, but I have an interest in, because I might be able to interview them, were the people behind Con Men. That's Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion, where they star as fictionalized versions of themselves, except instead of Firefly, it's a TV show called Spectrum, and how one of them has become this huge megastar, and the other one has just been kind of there. And it's fairly funny looking. I included the trailer in the episode kind of wrap-up here. But I thought that looks pretty amusing, actually. And then the fact they got, like, Seth Green, Jewel State. I'm pretty sure Summer Glau is going to be in it at, like, some point. It looks really funny. It really does. And it's supposed to premiere on Vimeo and On Demand at some point soon. It was a crowdfunded web series. First season supposed to come out fairly, like I said, I'm pretty sure fairly soon. I didn't see a release date in the trailer, though, but it looks funny. Another one that I want to talk about just before we begin to wrap things up here is Ash versus the Evil Dead from Starz. This looks amazing. I mean, for those that don't know, Ash versus the Evil Dead is Bruce Campbell's character from the Evil Dead movies, though, Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, fighting Deadites who are summoned by the Necronomicon Ex Mortis in the woods in Tennessee, like, 30 years ago. And obviously the whole kick-ass and all that shit. And the trailer for this totally has the humor and over-the-top gore right. It's ridiculous, and it looks really, 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 really funny. The fact that Bruce Campbell still has that kind of charm about him, despite being an older actor. At one point, he's putting in his false teeth, putting in, like, a girdle and all this shit. He's still working as a stock boy at, like, a Super Saver or something. And it's just, it looks so beyond fucking stupid that I love it. I'm really looking forward to it. The series premieres on Halloween at 9 p.m. on Starz, so I will be finding my very best way to watch this. I actually know people at Starz, so I may try, like, for the love of God, just give me 10 minutes with Campbell or something, or anybody who wrote it. I'd love to talk with them. But that's one of the, what's one of the better trailers to come out of Comic-Con, I think, was that, like, anything that's long. I mean, I'm happy we're not getting these, like, 30-second teases. Like, thank you for giving me, like, minutes. Like, usually above 2.5. Like, the fact that Batman vs. Superman, that's, like, over 3.5 minutes. Same with Suicide Squad. They're all fairly long trailers. That's pretty impressive. I'm really happy that's the way we're kind of moving towards it. Now, one final thing that I want to talk about is some friends of mine who I consider fairly reliable went to a party for Funko, the guys that produced the Vinyl Pop figures. And that's cool that they throw parties for their fans. Now, evidently, at this party, people, they were serving liquor, but they were also giving away toys. So, evidently, during one of these free toy giveaway things, this little girl and her parents were scrambling to get these toys, and this little girl had her arm broken. Now, it kind of sucks that, or no, it kind of, it's rather fortunate this girl didn't get trampled or something like that, or maybe had something worse happen, because it's entirely possible. Another person, an adult, had their ankle broken as well, and it's so ridiculous, the fact that these people are body checking each other, basically whoever's the biggest dickhead in the mosh pit gets the toy. And that's just, holy shit, man, that's intense. And there were, like, full out fights breaking out at the Hasbro booth this year, so I've heard, for the Star Wars exclusive, like I said, that, like, Stormtrooper. I haven't heard any of the nutty stories coming out for the G.I. Joe, Transformers, or the My Little Pony exclusives, but I almost always hear it for Star Wars crap. Something always happens. And this year, like I said, we're pretty good for exclusives. I mean, there was the Devastator, the Pinkie Pie chicken costume. Really awesome G.I. Joe stuff with, like, a new Sky Striker and some other shit. But yeah, it was the first order Stormtrooper that had people went nuts. It went out of stock on the first day. So can't say I'm entirely surprised there, but still. I don't know, kind of reading about this, I kind of want to go to Comic-Con at the same time. No, fuck that noise. I don't get around good enough as is, and hovering around either with my cane or cruising with my wheelchair, I'm not liking the sound of this, honestly. But, you know, it's an experience to go, and I think if I were to pick a year to go to Comic-Con, it'd probably be doing during, like, a Marvel year, or when they do a Mass Effect panel for the movie or something. Then I might go. Maybe that's a thing. But either way, I hope you kind of enjoyed my thoughts and impressions from Comic-Con here. Like I said, hopefully in the future there'll be less broken arms and ankles. Movie studios will get in touch with their fans and realizing, hey, holding trailers back does nothing else but piss off the people you want to sell tickets to. And hopefully things like Ash versus the Evil Dead and things like Con Man, which is stuff that the fans have always wanted, happen a little bit more often. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So anyway, hopefully, like I said, we'll see Deadpool and the X-Men Apocalypse trailers in the next few weeks. And we got some pretty nice trailers out of WB. So I'm pretty happy overall. So anyway, guys, until pretty much Friday. This has been Mike the Birdman Dodd. I'll catch you guys again right here on the Nerd News Network.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it!
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face! And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join... What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
You guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa, my God. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are actually, you? No.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PRONOBOZO.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.